What did you have for breakfast today?
A cheese wheel. I ate an entire cheese wheel. Cheese wheel? Yes.
Okay. Did you eat the hubcap too? I had French toast. What's so French about?
I don't know. I think like maybe in a French cafe somewhere, a piece of bread accidentally fell into some egg batter. And
could be. Could be. In Swedish, they're called poor knights.
Porn knights.
Poor, P-O-O-R, knights, as in dark knight, the dark knight.
Porn knights.
Fattiga riddare.
Have you had any porn nights since Christmas is over?
Well, I had some this morning.
Hmm. In the morning?
Yep.
Are you recording?
I am recording.
Oh, good.
I had forgotten to plug in the soundboard or whatever the hell it's called. Should we play the vignette?
We shall.
Vignette.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Evil podcast.
It's a podcast.
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 It's a podcast.
Podcast.
It's a podcast.
Podcast.
Evil podcast.
Evil podcast.
You might ask yourself, am I feeling evil?
Sorry.
Hello there, this is Andy, and I welcome you to the Evil Podcast, episode... I don't know why we say the episode number. We don't have to.
We only start remembering when it's close to like a milestone.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're in the hundreds.
From now on, we're going to stop. I might have said that already.
125 would be good. If we forget that, I'm okay with it. But 150 is a milestone.
I think it's like, what is it, 112 maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm Andy.
It's incredible we keep doing this and...
it is.
We're somehow still friends.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That velvety voice across from me belongs to Craig Cardboard.
Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome. I should say welcome because we're actually in the Tiki Tavern studio in my house and not in the Tartan Ballroom or the Tartan Kitchen.
The Tartan Ballroom. I have to say that this carpet is feeling warm and cozy and toasty beneath my feet.
It's pretty nice, yeah.
You've got some... eggshell robin blue painted walls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
I think the kids who lived here was homeschooled before we bought this house.
Does that color help people learn better?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I said that. But
oh, but you got the hooks by the door too. That would make sense.
Yeah, and you see that rim board there?
Yeah.
It's like magnetic. That's why I have them. Like it's actually magnets. So.
How many children are taught in this room? And
I don't know. I think
what terrible things happen to them?
Because I keep getting like from the school system, they keep sending mails to the kids here, so I guess they haven't told the
you didn't graduate elementary, Andy. That's
well, that's besides the point. Yeah. So you might be wondering where Tyler is. Well, you're not wondering, but the listener might be wondering. And the truth is, we fired him. He just didn't work anymore.
He was so hick.
He's a hick.
He's so sick that we dressed him in a hazmat suit and then told him he could only come in if he was actually in a second bubble.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how we're going to mic him up through that suit.
No, I don't know
he's
either.
Sick as a hound.
Yeah, he said he was sick and he might not make it anyway. So I just said you're not coming because like, I really don't want to be sick more.
And I said, why don't you just enjoy more sick days?
Yeah, well, I don't have unlimited.
It doesn't have unlimited.
Like
but what's your max?
I think like 10 or something like
that. Oh, 10. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know because I was sick like after Christmas.
Do they carry over?
No,
they don't. It'd be great if they did.
That's like, I think it was like the Molson Brewery. They could save their sick days and take it as vacation if they didn't use it or something. And
they had it good there.
Yeah.
Free case of beer every week.
Yeah, something like that.
And then a free case of beer every month forever once you retire.
Oh, was it?
There were widows who were claiming and upset that this beer privilege was being taken away from them.
Exactly.
Very
strange.
That is a way to build loyalty that you just, don't see
in a way. Yeah. Because I kind of got into a little with Tyler. He's like, I haven't had a sick day for 3 years when we were talking on the message.
Yeah, I know. I was like, well, who cares?
And I said, like, why is that something to brag about? It's just modern slavery anyways.
Well, which tells me that he went to work sick, which is
probably. Well, he said he got it from work, but he couldn't have gotten it just yesterday because the incubation time is usually a couple of days if it's the flu or. Anyway,
he was making out in the back of a delivery truck.
He's not here to defend himself.
He's not.
I guess we shouldn't talk ill of him. Yes, but let's do that should. Anyways.
Let's continue, please.
Exactly. So yeah, so he's sick. We're not. And yeah. So is there anything you're longing for?
I was longing for less alcohol.
For less alcohol.
Yeah. After the Christmas period, there I had like five. It felt like it was like. Six or seven just almost all-nighters.
Right.
Because of the season and parties and other stuff, and my birthday getting mixed in there, I was just like, whew.
To de-stress the first couple of days, I drank quite a lot, too.
Is that right? Oh, after, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well.
But then I had 3 days of feeling, like, depressed from something like that. I don't know. I think I was just getting over some sickness.
You've been going through a roller coaster of emotions. Yeah. You wrote a song about that. You've got your guitar in your hand? You're going to sing a song about your feelings?
I was going to say liquor. What are you longing for? Some liquor.
Ah.
We don't have a liquor box.
This would be... Now, of course, every time we play the Liquor Box theme, it's live, but this is the first time that it's live inside of Andy's house.
So,
did he tune his guitar, I'm wondering? Oh, it sounds pretty tuned.
It's tuned enough.
Yeah. Can you do an extended version of Liquor Box?
Well, it's a liquor shelf now.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
We are in the Tiki Tavern, and there's an entire shelf full of liquor.
Yep.
We've graduated beyond the cardboard box. Here we go. This is the folk song.
No
version.
Liquor, no cry. It's time to drink from the liquor shell. That's a B.
That's a B? Okay. So we're going to work on this together.
That was horrible.
So no,
sorry.
No liquor, no cry.
I don't know if that's a reggae song is the best.
Okay.
I don't know.
You could just do the Liquor Box theme song, which we always do, and just put the word shelf in there.
Liquor shelf, liquor shelf, Andy's liquor shelf. Looks so good, it looks so fine, Andy's liquor shelf.
We used to liquor box and now we liquor shelf.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably not how you play it, even though I wrote it. I can't remember.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
it was beautiful. I feel crestfallen.
Yeah.
So what does that word mean, actually, crestfallen?
I don't know.
Falcon's Crest. That was a version of Dallas.
My granny watched it.
That was terrible.
I was too little to remember. But anyway,
you need to know what crestfallen means, and we'll get back to you with a definition.
You need to talk to the crowd while I leave the microphone to get some liquor. Then from the liquor shelf,
pull it off the shelf. Now, Andy's got a ladder. It's an enormous shelf. He's spent the season stocking up with varieties of alcohol that I don't even think are legal. He's got some Lysol up there, way up high in the shelf. That's when things get really desperate. So go ahead, Andy, climb up the ladder, and I won't hold it for you.
Got it?
Yeah. Oh,
so yeah, this is a burgundy liquid that I'm pouring in my red cup shot glasses, so I don't have to do any.
Ah, crestfallen.
Yeah.
Means sad and disappointed. Wonderful.
That's
the first time I've ever used that word.
You did look sad and disappointed.
Yeah. Oh, the song was sad and disappointing.
It was, yes. You are not lying. All right, so why don't you have a whiff of the.
Right. I read the label, but I'm going to pretend that I don't understand Swedish.
Okay.
This smells like the crack of pepper. The cake of pepper.
I don't think there's any pepper.
Some pepperkakken?
Perhaps.
Whoa. Whoa.
Mm, yeah.
Whoa. That is good.
It is, yeah. So it's actually, this was actually Alex's idea. It's a gingerbread snaps de Alex Grand Reserve that we made ourselves.
Now, did you crumble up Anna's gingerbread cookies?
Nope.
And like sifted it through the.
Nope, we did not. No.
How'd you create that flavor?
We took vodka.
Yeah.
Of course. We put in a little bit of cardamom. Mm-hmm. We put in some some ginger.
Yeah.
Ginger snaps and some cinnamon.
It is actually ginger snaps.
Yeah, ginger. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like a snaps that's ginger.
Yeah.
Apparently my watch is telling me to breathe. So I forget sometimes.
And a little bit of molasses.
And a wee touch of molasses. Mm-hmm. Well, I think you've hit a home run 2017 best liquor box so far.
Ooh, yeah. Alex will be happy for that reward. Cause like I said, it was mainly her idea.
It kind of...
her directing me.
She directed you.
Yeah. Put this in. Don't put too much of that in.
Okay. So she was... Yeah. This is like so it's really major supervision. Yeah. What is it? It's her creation. It's just your hands.
Yeah.
You listening.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah. She didn't know none of the labor, though.
Like,
just the direction, right?
Right. So she's... Keith Richards. I'm just Ron Wood, I guess.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very, very, very good. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep. Yeah, so since Tyler is sick, I actually had asked him to do a year in review.
Mm-hmm.
We found out today he was sick, so he did. Well, he probably did it, but he's not here. So
I'm a little disappointed. I was hoping on the 31st that there would be 15 or 16 more celebrities who would volunteer to die.
Yeah.
I was thinking Hulk Hogan first.
Okay. Hulk Hogan. Yeah,
Hulk Hogan.
Fine.
Who else should have died in 2016?
Well, I think last year, didn't we have like a competition where someone guessed the Queen of England? I think I guessed Mick Jagger, but he just became a dad because he doesn't have time to die.
No.
I don't think anybody had Leonard Cohen or David Bowie.
No.
But yeah. Yeah, that was a much. And yeah. And you know what?
What?
Han is now solo.
Oh! Yeah.
Saw that on the internet. Yeah.
Good thing they hugged on the movie because I don't think they even talked with each other outside
I don't
the
know.
Movie.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of relationship
actually,
they
have
had.
No idea.
Yeah. Well, she did come out saying they actually had a relationship back when they did the original one.
Well, I have to tell you what the real story behind why Carrie Fisher died was.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Chewbacca were in the airplane together.
Oh,
and she was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
She was sleeping, and he just put his big Wookiee mitt right onto her mouth, onto her face there, and she suffocated.
Oh. Okay.
And that's after Chewbacca learned that he was not Han Solo's number one lover.
Ah, I see.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep.
Chewbacca lives on. Now, I did share with you the Chewbacca Oh Christmas Tree or Silent Night.
Did you?
I think so. Chewbacca sings Silent Night.
You shared Skeletor sings Feliz Navidad. Oh. That I remember, but I don't remember.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's too late. I'll have to bring it out next year. Yeah. Thank God they're almost like the falling of the apple in Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas music everywhere dies as of January 1st.
Which is good because it also starts in mid-October some places,
my God.
Which is fucking annoying.
Did you watch the... it was the Careless Whisper sax guy?
No.
He's a guy that... He's a sexy sax guy, and he plays the saxophone solo from Careless Whisper.
I don't know what what is Careless Whisper?
Oh, it's a George Michael song or a Wham song.
I'm not
sure. I'm going to do this really badly, but
sure.
Saxophone goes da 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 da. Anyways, our listeners will all know that. Anyways, he just goes everywhere and plays only that part of the song.
In Edmonton?
No, he walks into classrooms in Harvard. He goes into shopping malls. He goes into all sorts of inappropriate places and just starts playing this.
No, I haven't seen
with that. Such great passion.
Right.
And it's so funny watching the security guards trying to kick him out. They're just like, oh my God.
So there are some like that that always plays the same thing in every city. Like we have the guy who plays the drums on his buckets, plastic
bucket drummer. Yep. Bump. And he's marginally gotten better over the years.
Yeah, maybe not much. A little bit, yeah.
He needs a click track. Yeah.
Apparently, they have like either a trumpet player or a saxophone or something in Stockholm. The only thing he plays is the theme from The Godfather, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard on the
Who is the mafia in Sweden?
The mafia?
I'm yeah.
Sure.
Hmm.
Not sure who the mafia is.
There is a guy. Did you hear the story about the guy in Edmonton? Actually, I went and saw Superman I can't even remember Star Wars or Superman or one of those things.
Well, if it was this Christmas, it was probably
This Christmas. This was when El Saxophone Player was actually in El Wheelchair.
Oh, the clarinet player, you mean?
Is he clarinet? I thought he played alto sax.
The long black thing. That's a clarinet. It's a guy who has he's in a wheelchair. He looks. Yep.
He was in a wheelchair.
Oh. Is he very skinny and has that back slick?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a clarinet he plays, I think.
He's a tall mofo.
Oh, is he?
And actually, he had a brain...
This is a local busker we're talking about, evil busker.
Apparently, there's a news story. He had brain lesions or something going on in his brain.
Hmm.
And he had like a miraculous sort of turnaround.
Oh, yeah?
Where he actually rehabilitated and now walks and runs around and I don't even know if he has time to play the sax.
No, he's too busy running
I think even though he's walking, he should continue to do the gig in his wheelchair.
Probably.
It's more comfortable, really.
Getting more money too.
And he played like this. He played like the Superman theme.
Oh yeah.
Shortly before or after I watched the movie, and it was he's very good.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I heard him a couple of times. He seemed good for him that he's out of his wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, how was your Christmas and New Year's? Any stories to tell?
I have no stories from New Year's because I decided to stay home.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a bit of a Grinch when it comes to New Year's.
It's always a letdown.
I don't fucking give a rip
about
being anywhere, doing anything on New Year's. Number one, it was like minus 27.
Yeah.
Number two, it's always such a hyped up sort of event.
Yeah. I almost asked you and Tyler to come here over New Year's.
Really?
Yeah, but then I was feeling sick.
Then we'd have to kiss at midnight.
Yeah, and I know.
It'd be awkward.
So yeah.
I'm glad you didn't.
Plus, Tyler wouldn't have anyone to kiss.
You can kiss the wall?
Yeah. Kiss my ass.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, my theory about New Year's Eve is that if you fall asleep the next day, it's New Year's. And and there you go.
Uh-huh.
Done.
Yeah.
I just, in my 20s, I used to get the tickets to the event, and then it used to be like, oh, we got to go do something for New Year's. And then the best times I've ever had is when it's just spontaneous, like, let's go out for drinks.
Yeah.
And we just, you just end up having a great night. I like that. That's the way I that's the way
I know.
That's the way I what? That's the way I fly? No.
You roll.
That's the way I roll.
That's the way you roll. I know when I did my military service in 99, and we had like some guard duty and stuff.
Yeah.
And the our last day was like mid-December, so it wasn't really an issue. But the year after us, like half of them had to be in uniform and be at the base on New Year's and the other half on Christmas Eve. And one of our guys I would rather just go AWOL and go to jail than miss Christmas Eve in 2000 or 99.
New Year's.
Really?
On Y2K.
Yeah, exactly. Really? It's going to be a letdown anyways. Nothing could ever live up to the Y2K hype.
Well, and
remember that?
Who did the Y2K benefit? Bottled water owners, people who sell generators.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What
yeah.
other kind of shit were people preparing for? Canned food distributors.
Yeah. If there's any younger listeners that were too little, but there was a big hype that everything was going to crash because the computers didn't have a 2 on it when it went from 99 to 2000. And people, don't be on an airplane. Don't do this. Be safe. Yeah, like you said. And of course, the doomsday preppers probably went.
Yeah. I did build a shelter for this.
Yeah, but it was made it was made out of pine trees and some brush you found on the ground.
Yes.
Duct tape.
Some people call it a lean-to. I believe it was a structure.
Yeah, in your parents' backyard. Mom and Dad, come get me.
And I had one of those radios that if you can hand crank it and listen to the radio.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Well, how about Christmas then? Did you stay at home all Christmas?
No. I went over to the parents' place, and we did the usual routine where I just go downstairs. Well, we go open stockings, and then we have a breakfast, and then wait for my sister to come with her kids.
Yeah.
And did all that, and I got a...
Is this on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve?
Day.
Okay.
Yeah. Christmas Eve, I now have a free pass to skip the church ceremony, so I exercise that.
Okay.
Every year.
How gracious of your family.
Very gracious.
He's 40
now. I didn't even ask for it.
He's 40 now. He can decide for himself.
Well, we used to go because my great aunts would go, and that's nice. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not religious in any way whatsoever, but
my great
aunts and that were Lutheran, so... Mm-hmm. Christmas service is guaranteed to be 42 minutes long.
Yeah, Christmas is coming from a Lutheran country, and I've been once or twice. It's not very long, luckily.
No, it's...
But it's insanely boring.
It's just long. It's too long for me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And
What it lacks for in time and makes up for in boringness.
I agree.
That's the most exciting.
I would love it.
Well, whatever. I don't know the English chant, but that's the most exciting. And then, if you're old enough, you can have a sip of wine.
Uh-huh.
That's about it.
You have a wine sipping station.
The communion. Yeah, I've taken it once for my confirmation.
Didn't they hand out like gingerbread cookies instead of the normal thing?
And then it's
glug instead of...
It's aquavit, 80 proof instead of wine. Yeah, body of Christ.
Mm.
Yeah.
All that. So I did not do that, and then instead had a very nice Christmas day, actually. It was fantastic. I went in and saw my great 99-year-old aunt. She's in a home, so we all went there on Christmas Eve, and that was pretty cool. She's the one whose house you stole?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
She went to the home voluntarily.
Yep.
I did not arrange the moving van or the men in white coats.
No, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Went to like way too many Christmas parties. Had like three Christmas dinners.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Got drunk
at two out of the three.
Good. Yeah. One of them was your family's?
One was the family one, yeah.
And you got drunk on that?
No, I didn't. No, just high.
Okay. Yeah.
We have a lemon pudding that's actually sprinkled with cocaine.
Magic mushroom.
With cocaine.
Oh, cocaine. Yeah. Okay. Fancy highbrow.
It's remarkable.
Mushroom is for hippies. We use cocaine. Yeah.
So there you go. What was your best gift?
My best gift? I didn't really do gifts. Alex bought me a barbecue in the summer and said, this is your Christmas present and birthday. I said, fine. Yeah. And I said, good, because we don't really do.
So she's paying for it, all the gifts.
What?
She may be trying to take care of multiple years here.
Yeah.
To prepare for the tough times.
I usually don't get her anything. I got her a dog calendar.
Andy.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
What? No, not that she's a dog. She likes dogs.
Oh.
Like 365 days of cute dog pictures.
Okay. Yeah, she does like dogs.
Yeah. I got her that and a fancy bottle of artisanal gin.
Mm-hmm. And why is it artisanal?
I don't know. It was $50 instead of $30.
Some hands touched it. It was handcrafted. What does that
mean?
It was
a small batch.
It was a small...
I don't know if it was artisanal. I made that up. But it was a fancy gin, Craig.
Yeah.
Fancy gin.
Sipping gin.
Yeah.
Those are nice.
Yeah.
I bought my dad some juniper gin from, what's it called? It's like Liquor World Extraordinary.
Oh, okay.
It's like Sherbrooke on steroids.
Where is it located?
It's in Sherwood Park.
Oh, okay.
It's like...
Okay. Suburb to evil, if you don't
know. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. He got a fancy gin.
He got a fancy gin. Yeah. I bought someone in my life a very fancy, in a really selfish way, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Some sipping tequila.
Because you wanted some?
Because I like it.
Yeah.
But I haven't gotten a single drop.
Yeah.
I've not even been offered any of it.
Yeah. I used to do that when I was a teenager, buy CDs for people that I wanted to listen to myself.
Do you mind if I bore that?
Yeah. Well, I used to burn them before I gave it to them.
Here's how old I am. When I was in Vietnam in 1995, you could pick all of these albums, and they would put them on tape.
Oh, really?
And I got like,
for $2 a piece.
I know. I got like 12 tapes, and then none of them were the albums.
Oh,
it was all like Vietnamese like water puppetry music. It was horrible. Yeah.
It's funny with the old like formats and stuff. Like before Netflix went into streaming, you could like rent through the mail.
Yeah, I remember. I think.
Yeah, they had a Swedish equivalent. It wasn't called Netflix. It was called like something, Filmbrev or something.
Oh, yeah.
So you could do three at a time. I got three DVDs. Ooh, Craig is opening his beer. He saved it. Yeah. Better not stain my new carpet.
Keep talking.
Yeah. No, yeah. So I got three DVDs in the mail, burnt all three of them, send them back so I could get three new DVDs. Burn them, and I'm like, I'm gonna have movies forever. These will never be obsolete.
Right.
VHS is obsolete now. DVDs are never going to be obsolete. Maybe in 25 years.
Yeah.
It took like what? 5 years?
Everyone will like me.
Well, not that. It's just, but now who uses DVDs? Like,
well, yeah. When I was in China, the big thing. It was so funny. So they have like a DVD store in a big like legitimate shopping mall, just like like Southgate or anything like that in Evil.
Yeah.
And they had like a DVD store where they have all the latest releases, including the version where the guy who stands up to go to the bathroom or get some popcorn shows up in front of the camera that's recording it.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are the really early versions, but after that you get good versions.
Yeah.
And so they were less than a dollar a piece.
Yeah.
And then this city that I was in had a lot
of... Where was this story in Vietnam?
Dalian, China.
Oh, China.
Okay. So they used to have a lot of like international trade conferences. Whenever a trade conference came through, they shut that store down.
Oh.
But I walked along looking, and then I looked down the hallway, and there's this little man that said, "Hey, psst, come over here."
Movies.
And so we walked in. It was like a little back closet with all the movies that were there. It was like,
yeah,
this is fantastic.
Right,
so,
yeah.
So much for... So much for following the rule. I love that.
They had that
in China. Big rules.
Yeah.
Big rules, small problem, and no one follows it.
Yeah. Actually, so me and Alex was in Vancouver, and like we were in like Chinatown or some. Is it called Chinatown in Vancouver? Well, an Asian part of Vancouver where a lot of Asians. We went into this little store, and it was like CDs for like $2 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what's this? He's like, it was a Asian word, Ching Chong, maybe.
Ching Chong.
It's Ching Chong girl. I'm like, what?
Cheech and Chong.
Yeah.
Comedy.
He's like,
comedy
it's
CD.
Girls.
It's
like, okay.
Oh.
So I'm like, I'm going to buy one. And it was like some sort of like Japanese bootleg porn that they put onto a
Did
CD.
Did you say bootleg or bootleg?
Bootleg porn.
Oh,
because it was on like CDRs, burnt CDRs.
Yeah.
And you know how Japanese porn have that like mosaic over the cocks and cunts because you can't show that in Japanese porn. But it was somehow like taken off.
It was unpixelated.
Yeah, but you could see like remnants of pixels. So someone had imported them, taken the time to edit out the pixels and burnt them into CDRs and sold them for $2 or $3
or
whatever.
Well, that's worth $2 or $3.
For sure. So, yeah.
So it's a little bit of bukkake.
Yeah, I don't know if I still have it, but maybe it's a collector's.
We'll find it after the show.
Yeah, exactly. We will.
Yeah, I think in Japan they call that like yellow movies.
Yeah, maybe.
So if you ask for the did I say Japan? I meant China.
China. Yellow is what? Bootlegs or porn?
No, porn.
Oh, okay.
Specifically,
yellow,
yeah.
Not blue.
And I think I did get one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it pixelated?
But I've never masturbated before, so I purely for documentary purposes.
You masturbated not until you were 27?
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Who am I to judge?
Is that you in that picture?
Craig is pointing to a picture where a handsome guy is wearing a Farias Dodd hockey jersey. Yes, that is me. Holding,
jeez,
holding
you look
my
different.
Well, it was like
a lot
10
younger.
Years ago.
Oh, okay.
At least 10 years ago. Yep. Yeah. I don't didn't
very
have
cool.
A beer. Yeah.
I didn't know you then.
No, that's my niece.
Those were good years.
Hold yeah, for me. Yeah, holding Easter beer.
As all good nieces should do. That's
yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, that's where it all started for her, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
When you have the family intervention, you have to bring that picture. And then exactly. We know who's to blame.
Alice, this is why you have ADHD.
HD is good. That's the best kind of
or
attention
ADD.
Deficit disorder,
I'm not
right?
sure exactly. She has something. I'm not exactly sure.
What about 5K HD?
5K?
Yeah, that's really,
one
really...
One up from 4K?
Yeah, versus ADHD, you have like AD4K.
I have no idea what you're saying.
It's like the best quality of attention deficit disorder. Yeah. You see things really super clearly.
Right.
But just a lot of stuff.
Mm, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My glasses are 4K, which was just a scam to get me to spend
$600
on these lenses.
They're 4K.
They called them 4K, which made me think that I can see better.
Okay.
They're graduated lenses.
I think you told me
and
that
so
one.
They're what the fuck? Yeah, if I look at the top of the lens, I can see things in the distance, in the middle, and then in the bottom, I have to read with my eyes down. It's quite weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
So I lie down upside down when I'm reading.
Yeah. Anyway, where were we? I remember the first time I saw like a bootleg movie. It was also when this has a military service theme to it today. In 99, I was doing my military service.
Did it involve a Corv?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
It was in Fabuyantan before. Speaking
of one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Because a Swede introduced me to it. It was a cultural touchstone for me.
Yeah. No, this was in 99, and it was when the new Star Wars came out, Episode 1. Everybody was really excited because
we didn't know
it was going to suck back then. But yeah, there was a fat guy who had everything. There's always a fat guy that has everything. Mm-hmm. And he had some friend who had like somehow downloaded it in 99 or got it off the internet because the internet was kind of just starting out.
Yeah.
And they had like CD on... And he had gotten it from the computer from a CD and recorded it onto a VHS.
Oh, onto a VHS?
Because yeah. That's the thing. Like back when
the only way you could put it on a TV.
Yeah, because we didn't have DVD players in 99 when I was doing my Army service.
I have a VHS player at my house. Did you know that?
Yeah, no, we might have one too. But yeah, you weren't as concerned. It's like amazing how spoiled you get with like picture crisp. And shit like that now, because now you wouldn't watch a bootleg movie because it looks like shit.
Yeah.
But back when only VHS, I mean, we used to watch like fourth generation VHS copy, which was pretty much in black and white, and you had to do the tracking on the VHS. Like, this looks really good now.
I remember seeing like HD for the first time, and I was just like, fuck, I can see the pores on her face.
Yeah.
And now we're like, that's no good. We need to see the blackheads.
Yeah. I remember when I was moving to Canada. My brother was going to buy a new TV, so he bought a flat screen TV, and he said, like, that HD-ready thing, I don't think I need that. And I'm like, probably not.
That's a stupid thing.
Then I got back, like, 14 or 16 or 18 months later, and like, why is your TV so goddamn blurry?
It was weird. They made really good TVs blurry. Worse than the TV you had before. Unless you somehow got the HD.
Yeah.
But there are channels. Like, there were, like, channels on... At one point, there was, like, 7 channels that had HD.
Mm-hmm. Now all of them.
And now all of them do.
Well, that's why, because we just bought a new TV. We haven't gotten it yet, because it will take a while. But, like, it's always hard...
Why is it taking a while? That's weird.
Because it was the Boxing Day sale, and they were sold out, and we wanted a specific TV that they were sold out, but it was going to get delivered later.
Oh, really?
So we got it for the Boxing Day price.
600-something bucks? That's crazy, actually.
This was a 55-inch 4K. It was like 1,200, maybe.
Oh.
It was because...
55, man. Like a four. My dad bought, and he still has, a Samsung TV. It's like a 40-inch that I'm pretty sure he paid $2,400 for.
Ooh, yeah.
Way back. Never be on the leading or bleeding edge of technology. It's not a nice place to be.
Yeah. No, but it's always so hard to know what to... Because, like, when you bought a TV when HD came, like, yeah, you need HD now. But then also they have that 3D shit. And they had a curved screen. nobody sells 3D or curved screen anymore.
Nope.
So it's always because this new HDR and 4K.
Why didn't 3D TVs take off? Like,
because you need paraphernalia for it.
Yeah.
So
the, it's more fun to go to the theater to watch 3D, I think.
Probably, yeah. I mean, if someone could come up with something that you don't need glasses to watch 3D, it would probably be more of a hit.
And you know where it'd be a hit first?
Before your mother was born? No.
Porn.
Yeah.
Porn has actually created some of the biggest breakthroughs in internet technology ever.
VHS over Betamax. PayPal.
PayPal, and like the ability to pay for things online.
What's that, porn?
Started with porn.
Really?
What else? 24-hour weather channel started with porn. With nude weather broadcasters.
No.
What else?
You're kidding.
What else? What else did porn create?
Well, they choose
documentary films.
Yeah, that was porn.
Yeah.
Shoes.
Bootlicking.
Bootlicking. Yeah.
Dialysis. Actually, the big thing right now is Pornhub is. This is interesting. Pornhub is trying to step out of its. They're trying to step out of just being a porn site, and they're trying. Right. Two things are happening. They're trying to advertise in the mainstream, and then mainstream companies are trying to advertise in Pornhub. Pornhub had a scholarship competition that said if you write an essay, we'll pay for your entire college.
An essay about how you lost your virginity.
Well, I don't know, like my first implant, or I don't know. Weird. They had that. And then actually, some companies got really smart, and a lot of fast food companies now are advertising on Pornhub, and and the ads are quite catchy. Like,
really?
Who doesn't get the munchies after they
jerk off? Craig's in marketing, by the way. He's not into porn.
No,
that's why he knows.
No, there's a podcast on CBC called Under the Influence, and they talk about.
Oh yeah, I heard that once or twice.
Yeah, so they talk about how both of these kind of things are crossing over. It's,
yeah.
It's interesting.
It is.
They actually have, you know, have those weird videos for like supplements and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
there are some other ones for like sexual techniques and like, oh God, what was this other one called? I don't know, hand job empire or something, like how to give really good hand jobs.
Yeah.
And these things, they sell. Like, they sell. I think
can give a great hand job, but only to myself.
Well, there you go. Yeah. these things sell, and I think it would be a hilarious and really, really fun experience to get paid to write one of these.
Porn. Yeah, oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and actually, it's weird. It has to turn into something weird and taboo in North America in order for someone to learn something about how to have better sex.
Yeah.
Whereas in Europe, they just teach you when you're a kid.
Pretty much, a
teenager, and like, here's how to do it. So,
yeah.
I think it'd be fun. Yeah. I'll report back to you if I get one of those challenges.
Yeah. Awesome. That was kind of a... We call it stream of conscience podcast we did there. We started off at Christmas and we ended in Pornhub, which is great. Yes. Yeah, we don't need Tyler.
Oh, what's the other thing they did for Pornhub? They had a commercial on mainstream TV.
Oh, yeah.
That showed a bunch of people around the Christmas tree looking at everybody's opening their gifts, so a bunch of excitement. And then the camera pans over to Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And Grandpa opens his gift. Big smile on his face. He's so happy because the family or someone in the family bought him a gift certificate for a month's worth of free Pornhub.
Awesome.
I think that's hilarious. It's clever. It's unconventional. It shocks people. I like anything that actually causes people distress and discomfort based on their morals. I find that very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the thing
is foreign to me, though, because I never get upset morally. I can't remember the last time I got upset because something was immoral.
The best publicity for Marilyn Manson ever was all these rallies that churches gathered.
Oh, yeah.
To denounce Marilyn Manson. I was just like, every teenager's watching that saying, I'm definitely going to Marilyn Manson now.
Well, every generation has that, right? It's Marilyn Manson, it's like video violence. It's violent video games or whatever.
Oh, right.
Of course,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. Hopefully one day it will be the Evil Podcast.
Yes.
So, yeah.
My children shall not listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
What I banish you. They take away headphones from people, their kids. They
throw holy water at them.
Right.
The host is an immigrant.
You are.
Yeah.
Stop leeching off our system, Andy.
Well, I pay property taxes. Hey, yeah. Did your property tax got lowered? Did you get your assessment? Ours went down a few percent. Or
I don't know. Maybe. You got yours recently?
Yeah, like this week.
Okay. I'll probably get mine. Yeah. I have two schools, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call.
Yeah.
I've thought about that. If it's higher, that means I'm assessed higher, which is good.
Yeah.
Which means it's if I want to sell, then it's that's good news.
Yeah.
So to be honest,
I don't really.
I think fucking property tax is just the ticket that you have to pay to be a citizen.
Yeah.
In society and have things.
And even though you pay them, nice. You still have to shuffle the fucking sidewalk, which annoys me.
That's true, but we actually pay the person that the city hires to give us a notice in our mailbox that we haven't been shoveling properly enough.
Yeah.
It's not just shoveling your walk. It's my snowblower is on the blitz. So I've not been able to use it this whole winter.
What does on the blitz mean? It's broken?
It just means it's broken.
Oh.
Why? Because we had that first initial snow.
Yeah.
And then I didn't remove my hose off the lawn.
You told me. You told us this on the podcast and you broke one of the blades or something.
The blade broke and then I realized and actually just learned that the transition is busted.
Ah.
And so I've been doing it manually with my hands.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I do it.
It takes a long time with the hands.
Well, you have a corner lot too.
Yeah.
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 That's sucky. Anyway, let's wrap this up.
Wrap it.
Refill our beers and then record another one. Cause
yes.
We can't...
We can't promise when...
We can't stand to meet each other every week.
No,
every
this
second
is...
Week.
This has been horrible. There's actually a veil between us.
There is. But hey, at least Tyler isn't here, which is good news.
Oh, it's so good.
So yeah, 2 weeks without Tyler. Yay. This has been Radio Evil on Pirate Satellite.
Liquor box. Shelf.